Previously on the Fantastic Worlds podcast.
Felix slowly pulls the bow across the tightly strung strings and, combined with the hollow wooden frame, vibrates to produce an elegant sound.
You know what? He's thinking about heading home. I mean, he's been away for a while.
See, you make it sound so easy, but it hasn't proved to be easy in the past. So...
And at this point, you need to wake up. You know, and Yonia told me the most interesting story. Apparently, you're a princess?
Oh! She wasn't supposed to tell anybody.
You look into her eyes, and there's this glazed over look. And in fact, you have this flashback. You playing in your dad's tavern.
She's definitely going to have to think more about other incidents with her father where similar things have happened, but she's a little thrown.
Overwhelmingly touched that you've already thought of me coming along, and I graciously ask for your permission.
Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome to join.
We're lucky to have you.
Group hug!
Manette actually grabs all of you in one big armload and like picks you all up. You see this one little tear roll down her cheek. And she smiles and hugs the flowers and runs into the door. Crossing an icy bridge under windy conditions carries considerable risk. You blink once, you blink twice, and you see those yellow eyes connected to a blue hue blending in with the snow, forming into that of a small body.
Hey, world's travelers, it's your buddy Abby, just in time to wish you a happy National Podcast Day. It's actually not in time, that was Sunday, so the day we recorded this episode, so this is a bit belated, but it's still very exciting for us to be celebrating having a podcast of our very own, which, sidebar, who gets to decide to name something National Podcast Day? What makes it national? Is there some kind of committee that I don't have an understanding of right now? Why is today National Podcast Day? Is this something we all agreed upon? I'm not sure, but regardless, it's cool. It actually was about a year ago that we first floated the idea of making a podcast out of our favorite hobby, and here we are releasing our 9th episode. Most new pods actually start petering out around episode 8. They stop making new episodes. My theory is they start realizing how forking hard this is to actually keep it going. It is a lot of time and energy, but so far, for us anyway, it has been really worth it, and we are just getting going. We're starting to get into the part of book one of Reign of Winter where the plot really starts to thicken. And without further ado, we're going to jump right into it. I present you Fantastic Worlds Podcast Episode 9, WOUSs. I don't believe they exist.
It's kind of fortuitous that you guys ended last episode on a bridge. There's lots of songs, some literal, but almost all metaphorical about bridges. Pink does a wonderful song called The Bridge of Light. Foo Fighters, Bridge Burning. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
Willie Nelson.
I think all of you guys would think, well, there's lots of people that, yeah, there's some of these
no,
other covers.
Nelson
sure.
Does a song about bridges.
He does. Like a bridge over troubled water.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, that was the only one that came into my mind, but I didn't know who sang that.
Yeah, man.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers one was the only one that I recognized, which is sad because yeah. I love Pink.
I know. I was a little disappointed in myself. I'm like, I thought I knew every single one of Pink's songs.
Uh-huh. Do you guys know where that song came from?
Nope.
Sure don't.
Happy Feet soundtrack. That's probably why you don't know it.
Disgusting.
I'm going to go back to pretending that I didn't know what that was.
And it's not a real one.
It's not real.
It's for the kids. Not for us.
The funny thing about Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge, which, by the way, as a teenager, that was definitely my Depresso go-to song.
Yes. What about drug addiction?
Well, I wasn't looking.
Were you
I was
shooting heroin under a bridge?
It Dustin was very innocent.
Your teen
innocent.
Years were in trouble time.
I'm sure that was like far from your mind. Dustin
yeah,
was very
yeah,
like happy-go-lucky.
My ability to understand metaphors as a high schooler was very low. I was a very naive high schooler. I'm a very naive adult, but I was a much more naive high schooler. So
I want you to know that I knew what that song was about when I was a nine.
When you were a nine?
A nine. When I was nine.
Today,
when I was a nine.
Back in the days of yore, when you were a mere nine.
Today, K is brought to you by the letter nine, by the number nine.
Well, you are a straight 10 these days, Kay, so.
Less.
You will get me singing Sesame Street songs so fast.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Do you guys always go to that when people like are counting? I swear, that's like my go-to when people are counting. This lady at work does inventory, and I swear, every time I walk in and she's counting, boom, go-to.
Yes, or if I hear the word broccoli, B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I, broccoli, broccoli.
Oh, gosh.
I did not watch a lot of Sesame Street. I feel very removed from this.
My cousin watched all those videos on repeat.
I know a lot of Avenue Q songs, though, which is like the adult version of Sesame Street. Come at me with some Avenue Q, and I'm there for you. And well, I made it rhyme.
Well, I would say that a lot of you guys thought this might have been a more under-the-bridge situation because I think you all were yelling out troll, but it was definitely not an under-the-bridge situation.
Yeah, I was troll-ready,
troll
man.
Troll doing heroin under the bridge.
I was pretty sure you'd, like, booby-trapped it somehow, and I'm very surprised that there was nothing on the bridge. Especially when I finally rolled well on my trap finding.
Okay, and so there were no traps. Abraxas and I are still not over the bridge, so maybe don't say that yet.
Oh, yeah, there's water there.
That's a good point.
Abraxas is going to be like, no, I need to go to see
it. I take it back.
The last thing
Knock
Odessa
on wood.
Needs is to fall in the freaking water again. Nope.
Odessa's, like, looking at this like,
okay, if there are any, like, nasty fairies listening, disregard. Disregard.
So, that being said, do any of you guys have any bridges you've all recently crossed, either as your characters or in real life? You know, I know, Kay, half the bridges in your town are closed down right now.
It's so terrible. There's so much traffic. It's like 25% of I-5 in Portland right now is closed.
It's Carmageddon.
It's Jesus. Literally so bad. When you call like TriMet, which is the like public transportation system, there's like a really long part of the beginning where they're like, just so you know, this trip, even if it's just from one side of the city or the other, could take 2 to 3 hours. So strap in. Also, buses air conditioning sucks. You might die.
Mm. Oh my God.
Yep. It's pretty bad.
Well, now that we're sufficiently bummed. Everyone real sad for this episode?
I am now.
I'm excited about this episode.
Okay, so that means it's bad.
Yeah, that means you have plenty of opportunities to kill us if you're
Well, I personally think that the song that best describes what you guys are about to go to, actually Jess kind of touched on it. Although I'm choosing the Simon and Garfunkel edition because they're my favorites. Is Bridge Over Troubled Water. So, yes, this should be a very fun episode. In fact, at the end of the bridge, you did not quite see it at first, but you suddenly saw it all at once. Two glowing yellow eyes. Looking harder, you see a small blue hue body blending in with the snow. A long pointed nose protrudes from its body, and a leathery bat-like wings keep it aloft in the air. Hanging from its long rabbit-esque ears, you see icicles hanging low and a white poofy mop of white hair. It rushes towards Manette with a surprise attack. Why don't you all roll for initiative?
Ha! Oh.
God, that's garbage.
Pippa, what do you have?
Trash. 5.
Abraxas?
So get this. I'm like, I'm rolling really well. Let me try my charcoal dice. They never get any action. A flippin' 2. So that's a total of 4. So you know what? I gave it its chance. It's going back away. Switching back to the rainbow dice.
roll them right into that garbage.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's like, okay, you know what? I tried. I'm like, oh, maybe I've been rolling really well recently. No. Back to the rainbow. I'm okay if my rolls are high. I'm just going to deal with it. That's a burden I have to bear. So be it.
Must be hard for you.
Manette, what'd you get?
21.
Wow. God damn. Odessa?
15.
Okay, well, at least some people rolled high.
Losers.
Shut up.
Okay. However, before we even get started, Mr. Izos the Ice Mephit gets a surprise attack. Izos the Ice Mephit sees you guys, gets his big, big smile, and rushes towards you, opens his mouth, and sprays out a cone of icy, blasty air.
That's not sanitary at all.
Manette and Pippa, roll me a reflex save.
I got a 14. I got a 16.
Okay, you guys both dodge out of the way. Pippa takes no damage whatsoever. However, Manette does take... So you lucked out, actually. You only take 1 point of cold damage.
Woo! Wow.
And that's half. So, Manette, it is now your turn. What would you like to do?
I am going to slash with my scimitar. That is an 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
I just poke him. I just stick it right at him. I go, yeah. I jab. I do a swift jab in anger because he just sprayed me with cold. Five damage.
Okay. You actually did a pretty hard hit on him too because it goes right through his wing and he's able to stay up, but it's definitely, there's this big old gash in his wing. Odessa, you're up.
Okay, so after moving halfway across the bridge, she's going to go ahead and take that penalty and try to get some damage on this angry little munchkin. So that is a 17.
That is exact hit. Roll me damage.
That is a 3.
He definitely takes the hit, and you see it take it straight on, and it does hurt him, but, you know, it's only 3 points of damage. Ow! It is now Izo's turn. Izo's looks at the person who just did a shitload of damage to him, not Odessa, but Manette, and takes a 5-foot step back.
Oh, I can step up.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
going to.
Oh, you have a cool step-up feat?
I sure do. Okay. I'm stepping up as he tries to move away.
Realizing that Manette can do that, he goes up 30 feet in the air, which I believe he still takes an attack of opportunity for that. So go ahead and roll your attack there, Manette.
Oh, God. 10.
You completely whiff as he flies up in the air. He does an acrobatic twirl as he goes up, and now he is 30 feet in the air. And with that, he fires magic missiles at you. He fires 3, in fact.
What a douche. I don't like this guy.
It just goes boom, 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 and it just hits you right in the chest 3 times. And you take 10 points of damage.
For everyone who can't see Jess's reaction, she stuck her tongue out at Dustin and flipped him off with both hands. It was precious.
He yells out, ha ha ha, I got the upper hand, hee hee. Pippa, you're up.
Okay, so... She just saw this little, it's a little fairy, right? Like a little.
It's a small, it's actually your, it's actually your size.
So he's exactly my size.
Yeah. He's not diminutive. He is small.
Okay. And she just saw him like fire 3 missiles into her friend's chest. So she's going to take her crossbow out of her pack, load it with a cold iron bolt. So I think for her move action, she's just going to move up a little closer to try to get off the bridge.
Okay.
So she's going to come up off the bridge next to Manette.
Okay.
And say, are you all right?
No.
No.
Which is a response closely related to, ow.
Yeah, exactly.
I will move myself up 5 feet close, mm-hmm. seeing the distance between me and Odessa. Abraxas reaches for his little holly and mistletoe, which is like a druid standard, and chants a few words. I picture like one of those little, like the Catholic benediction with the fingers, right? Like, That's kind of how I picture it, like a little blessing. And I will cast resistance on Odessa, giving her a plus one resistance on bonus on saves.
Ooh.
I imbued you with magical energy, protecting you from harm the best I can.
I love it.
Okay. This is going to be fun. But first, Manette, it's your turn.
Yay. Okay, I think, first of all, I'm going to lay hands on myself. Healing energy glows around me, but it only heals me for 3 points, so fuck that. And then I guess the rest of my turn is going to have to be sheathing my scimitar and then pulling out my light crossbow.
Okay. That ends Manette's turn. Odessa, you're up.
So Odessa is going to crawl, like, the remainder of the way over. Actually, no, she isn't. She's going to stay where she's at, because he's up in the air, so it doesn't matter where she's at. Kind of. Maybe she'll fall, but whatever, it doesn't matter. She's already braced herself to shoot once, so she's going to go ahead and try to shoot his stupid little blue, angry, flying butt up in the air.
Okay.
Get wrecked. Does a 24 hit?
A 24 definitely hits. Roll damage.
Okay. Neat.
Neato.
That is a 5.
Ow! So where did you target when you hit him?
Probably hit in the wing. I would assume she would want him to, like, fly down a little bit further so that she's the not the only one who can hit him. So she would have aimed for his wing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. You Manette tore one wing, and Odessa, you have torn his other wing, and it's taking him a lot more energy to keep up, but he's still up. He just can't hover like he was doing. He has to really work at it. Okay. But as his turn comes up, you actually kind of see his wings heal up a little bit. Not much, but just slightly. And he sits there and he looks around at the field and he stares down at the, what he perceives as the, probably the weakest one of the bunch. And he looks at Pippa and he charges.
Pick on the small one.
Don't I get an attack of opportunity if he comes flying past me?
Yeah, I'm going to give you an attack of opportunity.
And I got a 22.
Yay! Hit him. So, roll attack in. Like I'm assuming you're using your crossbow.
Ah, son of a bitch. Yeah, I am. That's only a 19 then. I forgot.
Okay. What's your roll damage?
Ooh, max damage, 8.
He goes flying towards Pippa, charging in an attempt to knock her into the icy cold abyss below. And instead, you just hit him with the arrow, and he just drops straight down and plows into the snow, and he is dead.
Pippa, like, no, shrieks dead. And covers her hair like it was like a giant bat coming down.
So, congratulations, guys. You have killed the Ice Memphit.
Yay.
Woo!
So, going back to the map, and I will give me 1 second and bring this out. You guys kind of have a direction. Unfortunately, the trail has been pretty much covered with snow. So even with the map, even with some guides, it's not like it's a detailed map. It's not like telling you, you know, take the Fortnite trail and follow down Spruce Tree Road down to Pine or something like that. So why don't you guys roll me a survival check and see if you guys can kind of pick up the trail.
That should definitely be a Braxis.
I was like, yeah, let's see, should be making this roll?
Wolfman.
Definitely the Wolfman.
Oh.
Let me tell you how high I have a -1 in survival.
That is a... It's a 24.
I really thought you were going to say, like, 2...
He's
plus
like,
one.
He's like...
you see, a little low, my bad, sorry.
You see him, like, lick his fingers and put his fingers up in the air and sniff around for a few minutes, and he's like, just kidding you, it's right there. And he just starts walking.
makes a whole show of it just to be like, it's over there, guys.
Hey, I brought a compass. He uses tools, too.
So you guys are walking through and kind of walking along. You see a ridgeline in the distance, and you know from the map that that's probably where you want to kind of hit, because once you hit the top of that ridgeline, it kind of comes down into the Salmir Valley where you believe the portal to Irisin is. You continue forward, and it's only about midday, but the tall trees block out the sun and almost makes it feel like it's night. In the forest, it is quiet. You've nobody even noticed the wind has stopped. It's definitely your typical creepy forest for sure. The snow softly falls through the stark branches overhead. You start to see tracks. They're of human size, but they're oddly misshapen, and they kind of mar what would otherwise be an unblemished trail through the trees.
They're humanoid, but not human.
They're human-esque.
Do we get the impression that they're like medium size, large size, small size?
Meet your typical medium human size. Roll me another survival check. Let's see how you do here.
Okay, come on. Oh, yeah, that's a 17 on the dice plus a 12.
Oh my God.
Jesus. You actually know exactly what these are from the tracks. They are, and you got them because you observed their bony feet very well while in the lodge. They are frost skeletons.
Shit.
I hate that.
There's more skeletons around here. Damn it.
I hate everything. Oh, God.
So what do you guys wish to do?
Now that we're trailing through and we've seen these nasty skeleton footprints, I'm going to go ahead and switch back to my scimitar and put away my crossbow.
You know what? I am going to wolf it up. So I will go on all fours, become the shaggy dog. That'll give me a little bit more confidence to go up ahead stealthily.
Wait, Abraxas, come here real quick. I think you got something in your fur. Just come here.
All bound up. Look inquisitively.
And she's like, oh, good boy. And she like pats your head and like plays with your ears. And she like kisses your little head. She's like, okay.
Pippa is somewhat relieved because she couldn't quite remember if Abraxas turning into a wolf was like a fever dream she had when her illness was setting in. So she's like, oh, good. Oh, okay.
Manette just says, that is the cutest shit I've ever seen. And then we move on.
Aiden's like, pat, pat.
Abraxas will give a little tail wag.
Ain't he precious?
And then all bound up ahead. You know what, I'm actually going to stick to the tree line, and I'm going to go as stealthily as I can.
Roll me a stealth there, Abraxas.
All right. Is this hilly or rocky terrain, or is it just...
It's forest.
21.
Abraxas, you're hiding in the tree line, and you see not one, not two, but three frost skeletons meandering around. They have not seen you yet. They are just basically looking around. In fact, one keeps walking, and there's a rabbit in front of that runs by him trying to run away, and the frost skeleton just leaps towards him and just starts tearing apart the rabbit in front of you, and then tries to eat it. And you see the as the chunks of meat like go down through its skeleton body and out its stomach at the bottom, and it just keeps trying to eat. It just hungers for flesh.
A waste.
Creepy.
Wow.
Not okay.
Wow.
That's wasteful. You know, Abraxas really hates the undead anyway. This just really cements in, like, you know what? I used to freaking hate their gut. Oh, their guts. Before, but he just loathes them. They're just gross.
They have those food tubes like in the what's it called? Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. And they just, you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right.
What would you guys like to do?
I would like to jump at the nearest one. That way I could, one, attack, but also use a noise to reveal the location and hopefully draw the attention of the skeletons so the gals can get a surprise round of like it all focused on me.
Why don't you guys tell me how you're going to set up your surprise attack? Because I'm definitely going to let you guys get that. Actually, I want you all to roll me a stealth rolls, though, as you're setting that up.
Oh, God.
Nat 20.
What? What?
Nat 20. My stealth is minus 7, though.
Whoa, that, well, then that helps.
Pippa got a 25.
All right, I got a 16. Odessa got a 16.
Okay, you guys all lucked out. The highest they rolled was a 14. So none of them see it. So place yourselves where you guys are going to be for the surprise attack.
Okay, so Odessa and Jim went through the woods and moved up kind of a little south of where Abraxas was, but like in the trees still.
All right, so for Pippa's part, she's just, I guess, if she can't attack on this round, she's just going to move into the trees and get nice and hidden.
Odessa is actually going to fire on them.
Let's all roll initiative, and then we'll determine which one of you guys go first for the surprise round. Pippa, what did you get?
25.
Abraxas?
18, now that I'm rolling my rainbow dice.
Manette?
6.
So stealthy.
And then Odessa?
17.
Okay. Abraxas, you're going to get the first move, and then Pippa will be next, followed by Odessa and Manette. So go ahead and go there, Abraxas.
All right. So I am going to charge this one. Rarg. Oh, my lordy. That is a natural 20.
Woo!
Natural as Mother Nature, yes.
Roll your damage.
All right. So the damage I rolled at the same time, which was also max.
Well, if you rolled a natural 20, you gotta are you going to confirm?
Okay. Well, it's 10 damage just right now. Let's see. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, 16?
16 is exactly what you needed. So sweet. What's your damage?
That is... So that's 10. Do you want me to double what I roll or roll twice?
Whatever you want to do. Let's just double... Roll twice.
Okay, so the first one is 10, and the other one is 9. So that's 19 total. Chumpity chump.
Well, you definitely super murder this guy. However, what happens is when that happens, he starts to vibrate, much like the other ones, at a very intense rate. Abraxas, I need you to roll me a reflex save.
Will do. Oh, that's not as much as I wanted it to be. 7.
You take 6 points of frost damage.
In homage to Dustin, I'm going to go, ow!
Perfect. You did it. That was a great impression.
I imagine your face is like, or your fur is like bristling with these little ice thorns as well. So like you have this weird like pelt look where it's like the white of your wolfiness and then at the same time these blue little thistles. So you kind of like a wolf porcupine.
I practically lick those off later.
You have killed Mr. Frost Skeleton very quickly.
Nice.
He is dead. And in fact, because of that, he's not going to get turned first, but Pippa gets to go next anyway because it's still a surprise round. Go ahead and go.
Well, there's not a whole lot she can actually do against Frost Skeleton. She doesn't have any, like, she's got her crossbow, but that doesn't actually do much. So I think she's just going to go ahead and prepare an action instead. She's going to set her crossbow aside, take an alchemist fire grenade out of her bag, and she is going to throw it if a skeleton moves into range.
Okay, sounds good. And then Abraxas, you had your turn. Odessa, you're up.
We previously determined that shooting them did nothing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she is going to move 15 feet forward, and that's what she's doing.
Manette, you get the final surprise turn. What would you like to do?
Yeah, same. I pretty much just have to move 15 feet into the field of battle.
Pippa, it is now round one, and you are up.
Still can't do anything. on account of how nothing has moved any closer in my direction, she's still hoping for that sweet, sweet sneak attack.
Okay.
So she's still hiding in the bushes. She's going to hold her action for now. But again, if a skeleton pops into range, throw that stuff.
So Mr. Frost Skeleton looks around and he sees the one that killed his skeleton buddy and he is too far away. So instead he moves up. The Frost Skeleton is going to attack Odessa. Does a 5 hit you?
It sure doesn't, my friend.
Okay, well, he goes to hit you with it. And much like the Frost Skeletons at the High Sentinel Lodge, they can't hit for shit. And he just goes and attacks you, and he puts a nice little gash into the snow next to you. Abraxas, you're up.
I will move down to the southeast direction towards the skeleton that is next to Odessa. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20. And I'm gonna nip at its heels. Oh, that's not as great as before. 14?
14 is a miss.
Son of a gun.
So you go to bite at him, and you just like bite the spot between the rib cage where there's nothing. You just bite air. You didn't get your bone. Dog did not get a bone.
Man.
Giving the dog a bone.
Lame.
Odessa, it's your turn.
So she's going to take a 5-foot step back as her move action.
And I believe you get an open to an attack of opportunity when you do that.
Sure.
So let me roll that. And he completely misses. So go ahead.
Ooh, sure he does. Okay. So.
Switching dice.
I like that we're making like a little wall hiding Pippa. So maybe she could hide from behind us, and we're creating like a barrier where they can't see her. See?
I like it.
That's a 19.
A 19 will hit. So roll me damage.
And that is max damage, my dude. So
okay.
That's 6.
You throw it up in the air, and it kind of does this high arch and lands right into the skeleton's ribcage. Well, Abraxas had missed, you actually hit the spinal column in the back of the ribcage, and he takes a massive amount of damage, and he screams on fire. Manette, Abraxas, you both take 1 point of damage. Skeleton also begins to vibrate and shake in a intense manner and is about to explode. I need you all to roll a reflex save. What did Abraxas get?
I got a 13. Is that good enough?
Jess, what did Manette get?
19.
Okay, you guys both passed your reflex save, but you still take half damage, and you both take 3 points of frost damage from the exploding skeleton, and he shatters into a million pieces. Abraxas' fur is even more bristly now because look at straight up porcupine now.
Oh, man.
there leaves only one skeleton left, and it is his turn. He moves forward towards Manette and attacks.
With Angel, I just keep thinking about the, like, who's that? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with a, like, frost yourself.
Ladies, frost yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a critical threat.
Aww, come on.
No. Does such a good joke.
Does a 15 confirm?
No.
Okay, so he just does straight up damage. You take 6 points of damage.
Ouch.
Oh my god.
Jess, are you wearing full plate?
I'm wearing half plate.
Manette, though, it's time to get your revenge. You were up.
God, this wouldn't have happened if I had rolled better initiative. Okay, I'm taking a big two-handed swing at this motherfucker because I'm very upset. Whee! All right. 18.
That's a hit. Roll attack.
Yay.
Or roll damage.
6.
That's all you need. He starts to vibrate intensively like the other ones. Roll me a reflex save again there, Manette.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
16.
You miss half of it, but you still take 3 points of damage.
All right.
From that. And the skeleton explodes, and you have killed all the skeletons. Just like that, the foul nastiness that were these frost skeletons that seemed to bring a darkness to this area, all of a sudden the wind kind of brushes in a little bit, and you start to hear animals talking and birds fluttering and all that
shit. I'm sorry, animals talking? Are we now in Narnia?
They're not talking in human or common. They're talking to each other in bird and dog and
cat.
That's
fair. That's fair.
Bambi, you know?
They're talking about how cat. Ralph
There's
the
a
rabbit
cat
got
out here.
There's horses neighing and burring.
I need to use my last lay on hands to heal up some. Oh, that's a 6. So, yeah. I'm at 12.
How's everybody doing? Abraxas is kind of looking around for, like, wounds and...
as a wolf? He's still a wolf?
Oh no, I shifted back. I cannot talk in wolf form. That's the only
downside. I was
going to
say, if you're still a wolf and you're just around talking now,
No.
I'm so excited because...
Going back to Braxis's...
because that would be fun.
...human druid shape with his little frosted tips now.
Braxis... Braxis, roll me a fortitude save.
Oh, that's not good. 20. Sorry.
You started to feel the coldness get to your bones. You just barreled down and pushed it out, and now you're back to where you were.
It was a shock of not having fur anymore. I was like, ooh, burr, I forgot. It was a little more chill than I thought it was a couple of seconds ago.
So what you're saying is you were burring in Maine.
I was. I burr. So, Braxis is checking for, because I know Odessa got a couple of missiles launched at her on the bridge.
That was me.
Manette.
That was actually all Manette.
Oh, yeah, Manette really? Has literally taken all of the damage.
Holy
shit. She's soaking all the damage. Like,
Braxis has taken some damage.
No, that was nothing in wolf form. I took nothing. Sorry, my damage reduction's really good.
Overpowered is what it is.
I didn't know we were going to be in combat. I was just going to stealth around.
So, what do you guys want to do?
Well, I am going to cast Cure Light Wounds on Manette.
Thank you, my dear.
That's 10.
Woo, I'm maxed out.
Feel the blessings of the forest, my dear.
Manette thanks you profusely.
You guys have killed the skeletons, and I'm going to bring you back to the map. You guys are probably half a day's out from kind of where the trail on the map ends. You're very close to climbing the ridge line. In fact, I would say you're at the base of the ridge line. What would you
guys
like to
do? For anyone who's wondering, this map, the path that we're taking... looks a lot like a cinnamon roll. I'm not entirely sure why.
Ooh, that's
we're like
true.
Going into the middle and then spiraling. I'm hoping when we get to Somir Valley that it is like the middle of a cinnamon roll, which I think we all can agree is the best part of a cinnamon roll.
You think of it that way. I think of, what is it, Johnny Cash's Rain of Fire, only it's Rain of Frost. I fell into a burning rain of frost.
Ugh, that's unsettling to hear from your GM.
Oh.
I've really gotten better at my evil laugh, and I really appreciate that.
We appreciate it too.
It has gotten more sinister.
Anyway. What would you guys,
the end kind of trickled off a little.
Well, that's because I tried to end it, because we got to keep moving. Okay. What would you guys like to do?
I mean, I was going to say, I feel like it should be Abraxas' decision, because he's literally keeping us all alive right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm going
Which
to do
way
my
next?
Best to follow, since he had the opportunity to be studying the map, even when everybody was partying, he was putting in some extra time with it. So he's going to try to find kind of a safe path in, again, keep the party safe from, you know, natural hazards.
Luckily the breeze is kind of coming your way, so I think that helps spur your confidence because you can pick up any scents that would come that way. You're pretty confident that at least for right now you're safe to climb up that ridge. I don't think you see too much. Most of the tracks you see are from the skeleton. Other than that, and that poor rabbit that was crossing across the snow, for the most part there's no recent tracks that you see, so you're free to head up.
All right, I'm gonna pass around several potions. I picked these up back in town. I forgot to distribute them. So Braxis is giving each one of you a potion of Feather Step.
Ooh.
Yay.
And that'll allow you to ignore adverse movement effects of difficult terrain.
Hmm.
So it's a potion of Feather Step.
For how long?
That's a great question. Because I'm looking at it here and it does not say. Let me see.
It's infinite. We don't have to deal with it at all anymore.
I love it.
I'm just making that rule up now as we go.
For the
hey, you guys all have the chance to get. You guys all have the chance to get snowshoes in whatchamacallit. And
oh, son of a bitch!
Did not.
I don't even remember that being an option.
Yeah, it's on like the special gear list in the players.
Yeah,
guide.
I didn't see that gear list.
I thought you said that there was none in town last time we went.
Well, yeah, except several days had gone by and there's been several days of snow, so they made some.
You didn't mention that at all.
You could have asked.
I was still on. They've got no snowshoes. That?
You had already told us no.
We had already gone to Walmart and they said they didn't have any, so we didn't go back.
Right? Like, I'm sorry. You don't go to a store, they tell you, sorry, we don't have that, and then be like, oh, I'm going to go back in a few days, when you're literally like, I'm going to go save the world.
You're right. I'm a horrible trash monster. I should have thought of that.
Definitely. Plus, it's a summer town. How do they master, like, oh, hey, I know how to make snowshoes all of a sudden?
Well, no, it's not that they didn't know how to make them. It's that they know how to make them. It's just they didn't have any because they weren't worried about snow arriving. And then all of a sudden their cobbler's like, oh, shit, there's snow. I better make some snowshoes for people.
I forgive
you if you decide to retcon it so that we could, in fact, buy snowshoes.
No. Sorry.
That's okay, fine. That is 100% your fault, but okay.
Game Dad has spoken.
So yeah, 10 minutes, I recommend saving them for...
Okay.
Really difficult combats, or...
Yeah. I'm like, boss battles.
So you guys continue up the ridgeline. It is getting cold up here. There's some elevation climb with this trip up there. There's a reason why this wasn't like a heavily traveled path when there isn't any snow, let alone when there is snow. You reach the top, and Abraxas, I need you to roll me another fortitude save.
Oh, I was about to just say is a little bit, if I know the time's coming up, I'm going to get some Blackfire clay out of my bag, roll it around in my hands because it makes it very warm, and that gives me a +4 bonus on top of my huge bonus. I thought you'd like that, Dustin.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be... that would be 23.
You pass with no problem.
Woo!
You continue to make your way deeper into the border woods. You slowly make it to the top of another ridge, and the rocks and the snow are stained with reddish brown. Many tracks, both animal and human, cross this area. Looking around, you see what appears to be a glove sticking up out of the snow.
Like a glove? Like somebody's hand, maybe? Or like just a glove?
Well, it looks like just a glove. You don't know if there's something attached to that glove or not.
Okay, is it rigid or is it, like, floppy?
It's kind of floppy.
Okay.
Pippa's going to roll a trap-finding check. She's feeling pretty... That looks suspicious to her, so she's going to kind of scan the area and see if she can detect...
Bryce is
going to
look up for a flying log, like, with a treasure chest.
Okay.
Maybe they Ewoked this shit, like, the last time.
I would like to point out that Pippa has only sprung 50% of the traps.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not a bad average.
Odessa has sprung the other 50%.
Hey, no, Manette did one.
Yeah, literally, I did one.
The first thing she did was get shot.
Yeah.
That okay, was a 21.
So it's split three ways. 33, 33, 33. What was that?
That was a 21.
There are absolutely no traps here. You are...
Okay.
For
so,
sure.
Okay. Odessa is going to walk forward, and with the, like, barrel of the gun, she's gonna, like, poke it, like you would with a stick, but with a really...
you hear, like, a little, like, it's the sound of, like, a frozen, like, body, like, it kind of cracks a little bit, like, from the sound, but that hand is definitely attached to something bigger.
Ah, frozen body sound. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
All right.
Manette is going to pull out her shovel and start digging.
Jim is going to be, like, hiding his face in Odessa's hood. And it's just like, I don't want anything to do with this.
You see the mangled body of someone as Manette unburies him from the snow. If someone wants to roll me a knowledge local check, you might know more about him.
I can do that, because that is one of Odessa's old... Natural 20!
Nice!
Woo! So that is...
It doesn't matter. You pass. You only needed a 12.
you know his social security number.
Okay, so Odessa knows everybody. Remember, that is like her thing.
you know from the Plot and Hook Tavern, his name is Dryden Kep. When you first heard about him, he basically kind of was this guy ranting and raving about this dreaded beast terrorizing the woods, and he claimed it was a giant weasel, and everybody kind of had a laugh at him. and he was absolutely convinced that it existed, and he was going to go and get this weasel and prove everybody wrong. It looks like it may have, so whatever it was, may have mangled him. If somebody wants to roll me a knowledge nature check, you can kind of see what may have mangled him there, Abraxas.
Ovid?
R-O-U-S's.
Oh, right? 15.
It has definitely been mangled by a giant weasel.
Oh, that's a tough way to go. Well, damn.
As you're examining his body, you do find some interesting things on him. You find 2+1 animal bane bolts.
Oh.
You find a blood-stained pack, and inside the pack you find 3 days' worth of trail rations, a hip flask of strong Applejack, and in fact, when you see the Applejack, Odessa, when you go to smell it, you kind of squelch a little bit. You kind of throw up in your mouth a little bit.
Wait, because it's something wrong with it, or because there's something wrong with me?
There's something wrong with Odessa. You also find a journal. Oh, you also find some additional things. You find two potions and a pair of snowshoes.
Yay!
I think we should probably give those to Pippa.
Are they small sized?
They are not small sized.
Oh,
shit. That was a sweet thought, though. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, maybe, I don't know, Minette, you seem like you move pretty funky. Maybe
I am slow. How slow are you? I feel bad taking them.
I'm just 15. It's just snow. I move at half speed, but I also have a big ass coat, so.
And
I
you also
like...
have a ranged weapon as opposed to
yeah,
you
yeah
up
exactly.
In melee.
So I think you should probably take it because I'm in the back.
Okay, thank you.
You gotta be in the front.
Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so once there's that, you have the two potions and the journal.
Ooh, all right. Let's read it. So. I think Odessa would want the journal to read.
Okay. You want to crack that open now?
Are we in somewhere with any sort of cover or...
You're up at the top of this ridgeline and you have a clear view all the way around you. Nobody's going to get a surprise attack on you. Nobody's going to get the jump on you. This is a pretty good point from a defensive position. Yeah. So okay. I think you're
safe. I think Pippa will she's got her crossbow out with a cold iron bolt loaded. She's going to kind of scan the tree line while you're kind of skimming through it. But I think that since we found a guy buried in ice and snow in this situation, we would take a look at the journal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Odessa's going to plop down and read what she can find in it.
The journal, mostly it's writings of a madman or somebody who's just off his rocker. Almost this has been an obsession. When I was reading about this guy, I thought about the one crazy hunter guy from Up.
Ooh.
You know, that's the guy that kind of, that's the kind of thing that came to mind.
Or his giant weasel, his Moby Dick is a giant weasel.
That's exactly. he writes how the townsfolk don't believe him and that the giant weasel is causing so many problems and he's determined to get it. He also mentions laying tons of bear traps down in the Salmir Valley.
Awesome.
And then he even says something about finding a hut with a creepy doll inside. He has no idea, but it doesn't really go into much detail about that. But that's pretty much what the journal has to say.
Okay. So Odessa's going to kind of cliff notes it as she's skimming it, kind of reading it out loud and at the creepy doll part, be like, oh, God, and I guess somewhere there's a creepy doll. Ugh.
Oh, at the mention of the hut, Abraxas, goes, pale.
Well, you were pretty sure those were bedtime stories, right? This guy's just crazy.
He looks really shaken, but he's like...
Just crazy?
I hope so.
He's talking about giant weasels and huts with dolls in them. Madman.
I really like the idea that this guy is crazy and not correct.
Okay, yeah. I feel a little better, but...
let's work with that one.
Creepy doll huts and giant weasels are on my list of things that I would like to never encounter. Please
and that's where we will end this week's episode.
All right. <Yeah. laughs>
No.
Oh, my God. So although, if we do run into a giant weasel... hella rations for days. Yum.
Well, we have to determine if Manette does know what Baba Yaga is. Would have heard that in my travels? Do you think I would have known at least stories from having been traveling for half my life?
Yes. The Fantastic Worlds podcast is a Fantastic Pods production. I would like to thank Amy Hankinson for writing our wonderful theme song, Sirenscape for the use of their sound effects and music, Paizo for the wonderful Reign of Winter Adventure Path, and to all you wonderful listeners. Until next week, I am Dustin Alexander. You can reach me on Twitter at Dustin Alexander.
I'm Abby. You can hit me up on Twitter at Bonanza Famine.
This is Angel. You can reach me at Twitter at Espinoza916. That's ESPINOZA916.
This is Kay, and you can reach me on Twitter at She's Lady Macbeth.
I'm Jessica, and you can find me on Twitter at Hank the Clank.
I love that name. thank you so much for listening in. Until next time, I hope you have many fantastic adventures.
Oh, I should probably heal myself up a little more before I forget to do that. I mean,
okay.
Let's just do a quick, ooh, touch. All right. 6.
It's just a little touch.
Oh, I used to sing for our paladin at home. I would sing, when I think about you, I touch myself. So I always sing that in my head.
So here's the question. What is Manette thinking about?
Oh, no. Myself.
Her wounds. They're painful.
When I think about wounds, that's what it is.
When you think about wounds?
That's creepy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wow.
No, wounds. Wounds.
Oh, that should have been a plus 13 to my survival. My bad.
Christ.
I forget I get Arctic Native. It gives me a plus 1 bonus in cold or icy terrain.
Show off. Nobody likes to show off, Abraxas.